Farmers, you got a minute? I know, you probably don't, so this is 30 seconds. I just wanted to remind you that Custom AgriSystems is here to assist you with the grain storage and handling, parts and service you might need now or in the future. When you have that minute, you can stop on by and talk to us at 105 South 1st Street in Hiawatha, or get
a quarter. But Onega has it with a chance to respond. Jaden Haskin, the 5'8" senior, is averaging 8.6 points per game this season, 5.7 rebounds a game. Now thrown down low on the low block, but they're going to call it travel against Mackenzie Dorsey. Already the Onega Buffaloes early in this game, 4 turnovers in this opening quarter. I talked about it. This Onega team, they struggle with turnovers this season, 24 turnovers a game. We have a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout taken by Onega. It's 2-0. Hanover leads with less than 5 minutes left to go in this first quarter. We take a step aside. We're back after this.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 4:46 left to go in the opening quarter. 2-0, Hanover leads, and they extend the lead with a pass inside to Trini Slaybach. And now it's a 4-0 game with 4:36 left to go in this first quarter. Hanover leading over Onega, but it's Hochstedler down the floor for the Buffs. Looking to a right side here, passes interior, and a shot from the top of the charity line is missed by Martin and rebounded by Bruna. Hanover back with this one. Inside the paint, pass outside the perimeter. There's going to be a left elbow shot. It's missed by Stahlbaumer, but rebounded and put back in. Or excuse me, not put back in. Going up to the free throw line to shoot two here is Drew Bruno, the 6-foot junior. 4-0 game with 4 minutes, 4 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Bruno banks the first shot. Bruno already 3 points here in this opening quarter. 1-for-1 at the free throw line. That shot is up, and it's good. So 2-for-2 at the free throw line goes the 6-foot junior, Drew Bruna. And already now a 6-0 game, Hanover over Onega. We started this game in the first 2 minutes scoreless on both sides, but in the last 2 minutes here, the Hanover Wildcats have found themselves 6 on the board. 6-0, 4 minutes to go in this first. Onega here driving down the floor. It's Hochstedler. They're going to get a foul on the floor. They're going to say actually a shot foul. Oh, give an opportunity for Onega to get their first points of the game on the charity marker with Willow Hochstedler, who as of this season is 2-for-6 at the free throw line, shooting 33%. Hochstedler is also averaging 4.4 points per game, 1.6 rebounds a game. Her first free throw shot is off the back of the iron and falls out. Hochstedler, one of the team lead zone assists with 18 assists this season. One of the top guards coming and returning here to this team. And this next free throw shot is up and is in. The Onega Buffaloes get themselves on the board. And now they're down by 5. 6-1 with 3:56 to go here in this first quarter. Hanover takes back over. They pass it on inside. And then they kick it out to Gracie Bruna. Bruna stuck, having to pass it out to Drew Bruna. Bruna, she drives in, kicks it out. Then out to the left high elbow to Hyman. And now it's kicked out for a three-pointer on the right wing. It's missed. And here rebounded now by the Onega Buffaloes. Onega takes it down the court quickly. It's Hochstedler. Hochstedler drives it outside the far wing at the Hanover far court lettering and then put back up to the top of the timeline to Haskin, who drives and is able to draw a foul and will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Two players for Hanover off the bench already. Kenny Cohurst, the 5'5" junior guard, as well as Nora Hyman, the 5'9" sophomore forward, coming in the game here for Hanover. Coming in back onto the floor, though, is Ensley Stahlbaumer coming back into the game, taking out Grace Bruna for the Hannibal Wildcats. First free throw shot, by the way, up and in for Jaden Haskins. Onega, they put in Ember Conger, the 5'6" senior, off the bench. Second free throw shot up and off for Jaden Haskins, so she goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. It's rebounded by the Hanover Wildcats, and Hanover now just a 4-point lead, 6-2, with 3:10 left to go in the first quarter. They pass it out to Hyman. Hyman out to her right to Coehurst. Coehurst inside pass to Bruna. Bruna drives, loses the ball to the left corner, but it's picked up and reclaimed by Stahlbaumer. Pass inside to Bruna. Bruna has to get it out to Hyman. Hyman Coehurst. Coehurst releases the three-pointer. It's off the iron. The ball's being tipped around, and it gets picked up by Conger. Right off the bench, she makes an influence here with the rebound. And now here down the floor is Hochstetter. Hochstetter to the right to Haskin. Haskin here on the right side of the floor. Pops it to Conger. Conger at the top of the key. Bounce passing, and that ball gets loose and picked up for a steal by Nora Hyman. Already 5 steals here in this first quarter for the Hanover Wildcats. Defensively, they are applying the pressure here against the Onega Buffaloes. And there's a foul on the floor here. And they're going to call it against the Onega Buffaloes. It's, I believe, on Abby Ringel, the 5'8" senior. That should be her first foul of the game. This one's thrown in all the way up to the top for Hanover to Coehurst. Coehurst at the top of the perimeter. Now swings left side to Hyman. Hyman out to her left to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer drives inside, and they're going to get a foul on the floor again here against the Onega Buffaloes. So they get another foul here against Onega. They call it against Jaden Haskins. Throwing it in for Hanover is Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer underneath the glass on the right side. Here she fires it into Hyman. Hyman, a foot in front of the basket, is able to find a finish. And now Hanover jumps up by 6 points. 8-2. 2 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Hanover up on Onega. Hochstetler drives right side short corner, goes for a bounce pass underneath to her teammate, Lainey Martin, and this ball gets knocked out of bounds. Let's say the last one to touch it was a Wildcat paw. Onega will throw it in. It's Abby Ringel for the inbound play. Left side underneath the glass. Substitutions here for the Onega Buffaloes. They put in Mackenzie Dorsey as well as Lauren Martin, the 5'9" junior forward, steps her way back onto the floor. Or Lauren Martin and Lady Martin both here on the floor together now. Haskins driving up to the right elbow, now stuck inside the key on her right foot on the pivot, is able to get out to her outlook to Dorsey. Dorsey, a risky pass that somehow finds its way to Conger, and then to Lady Martin, who goes in for two. Incredible offensive workaround there for the Onega Buffaloes. An offensive set that they'd like to generate more of in this matchup. Here's a three-pointer flyer for Hanover that's missed by Stahlbaumer and rebounded by Conger. Onega only down by 4 now, 8-4, but a double dribble will be another turnover here against the Onega Buffaloes. That's now 6 here in this opening quarter. A team that really averages 6 turnovers a quarter so far this season at 24 total a game. It's something that they try to work on, need to continue to work on here for this Onega girls team. 8-4, 1:16 to go in this first quarter. Hanover has the lead over Onega. They have the offensive possession, driving inside, looking, turning the basket. Slaybach goes in for two. Tied for points with Drew Bruna, both with 4 points here in this first quarter for the Hanover Wildcats. Jaden Haskins tracking this one down the floor, working one-on-one against Kenny Coehurst. She's able to get by with some broken ankles. Haskins here is switching to her left side. Now stuck on the pivot. She passes it out to Martin. Now down the right to Conger. Conger on the right wing. Passes inside the low block. Lainey Martin, and is fouled. And Martin will go up to the free throw line to shoot two. Lainey Martin, a 5'9" junior who only has 17 points here on the season, averaging 3 points a game. She's also averaging just 4 rebounds a game. Here at the free throw line, Lainey Martin. That's this first shot up and off the basket. Lainey Martin is 3-for-5 this season from the free throw line. Shooting at 60% now. trying to raise those odds with this next free throw shot. Here's the next one. It flies up and off the right of the basket. Delaney Martin goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Defensive rebound is by Ensley Stahlbaumer. It's 10-4. Hanover over Onega with 32 seconds to go in this first. And Hanover draws the foul underneath the glass of Onega. And heading up to the free throw line to shoot two here, I believe is Gracie Bruna. Excuse me, Hyman. It's always hard to tell numbers with the hair on the back of their jersey. And here at the free throw line, first shot is up and in for Nora Hyman, and the second shot follows as well. Both shots goes in for the sophomore forward, and now it takes here an 8-point lead, 12-4 for the Hanover Wildcats. Over Onega with 32 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Haskin throws it in. Trying to bring a full court pressure before the end of this quarter is the Onega Buffaloes. And getting it past half court will be Jaden Haskin. Here, 23 seconds to go. This will be actually the first game of the season, by the way. We don't have a shot clock down here in Hanover. And this ball gets tossed out of bounds for the seventh turnover of this quarter for Onega. And with just 16 seconds left to go of this first quarter, it's 12-4. Hanover with the lead, trying to extend it here. Down the right side, Mingy. Mingy, who makes her first appearance in this game. Pass inside, ball is unjammed. And taking it for the turnover is Martin. And Martin immediately turns it back over with a travel. So again, that turnover bug continues to inflict this Onega team. 5 seconds left to go. A chance for one more play. It's going to be a three-point shot flyer from the corner. It's missed, rebounded, and made off the glass by Ensley Stahlbaumer for the putback and rebound. Well, end here this first quarter. 14-4, Hanover over Onega. We're back after this, the Quick 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President
at the Farmer State Bank.
And I'm Rachel Sparr, CSR.
It's a new year. Fresh starts, big goals, and the same old scammers trying new tricks.
Keep an eye out for early year scams.
This year, make a resolution to protect your wallet, your information, and your peace of mind.
A message from your local anti-scam squad at FSB.
Like and follow us on Facebook for more scam information.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Ganzaland Radio.
Start the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZ. I'm Krennan Prophet. Bobby back in studio. 14-4, the Hanover Wildcats, the number one ranked team of Class 1A Division 2 here. Again, up with the 10-point lead over the Onega Buffaloes. It's Abby Ringle here with it for Onega. Nearly loses the ball. It's already a tricky situation to start this quarter. The ball rolls out of bounds. And they're going to say this one will go to the Hanover Wildcats. So already that turnover bug inflicts here the Onega Buffaloes to start this quarter. They had 7 turnovers in quarter 1, and they start quarter 2 with a turnover as well. Again, something that head coach Adam Kupal hits with me every week on our coaching shows, that his team, again, needs to limit those turnovers, the travels, the bad passes, and, of course, situations like that where that ball just gets loose on the court. You got to be able to have control of that ball at all times. Here's Hanover with this possession, though. Right elbow pass out to Stahlbaumer, and they're going to get a foul on the floor. It's going to get called against the Onega Buffaloes. It's going to be against Mackenzie Dorsey, who just picked up her first foul of the game, her first personal. On the throw in now, Stahlbaumer on the baseline, tosses it all the way up to the top to Shale. Shale back out right to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer here, ball over her head. See what she's going to do, looks for the options, drives it on the baseline, flips it back out to Bruna. Bruna now to Shale. Shale here with it. Passes left side. Now just working around the perimeter. No shot clock here. Again, first game of the season, we haven't had a shot clock. So, yeah, plenty of time here for Hanover. Shot from the left side, though. And Bruna attempted it. Could not get that shot to go in. And I believe making that rebound was Mingy for the putback. 16-4, 12-point lead here for Hanover. Ortega with it in the paint, kicking it out. Here's a three-point shot by Martin. It's missed. And that one was last touched as the ball goes out of bounds by the Hanover Wildcats. So Onega has the possession in the front court. Under the glass, up again, Haskins in the corner, up to Hochstetler now, as she'll reset things at the very top of the perimeter near the Hanover Wildcat logo. She swings out to her right side to Martin. Martin back to Hochstetler. 6:34 left to go here in the second quarter. 16-4. Wildcats here for Hanover, up on Onega. Bounce pass inside, trying to go up for two, and able to get it is Mackenzie Dorsey. She averages 2 points a game. She just hit her points per game average. And now draws it to a 10-point game, 16-6. Hanover still with the lead over Onega with 6:12 left to go here in this first half. Right now is it Hyman. Hyman flips it out, and that's going to be a 3-point shot from the far side. Missed and rebounded by Lauren Martin. That's the first rebound of the game for Lauren Martin, the 5'9" junior. Conger tossing it inside to Dorsey. Dorsey last time went up with it in the paint. That time she loses the ball for a turnover. Onega with now 9 turnovers in this first half. Hanover now taking this one down the floor. Not much pressure-wise as they get it down with ease. The Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer handling it with her right hand. She tracks it to the right side, working against a zone defense for Onega, and will draw a shot foul and go up to shoot 2 at the free throw line. So heading up here to the free throw line is Ensley Stahlbaumer. Already in this game, 2 points and 2 rebounds from that first quarter. She's a 5'7" freshman guard. And I talked about in the pregame that this Hanover team, they brought back 4 starters, 12 letter winners, and to make things even more impressive, they also brought in a couple of really good, solid freshmen. At any time, you can bring so much firepower back and expect also a couple of more star players to arise to the occasion. You get a team like this, a team that is number one ranked team here in this Class 1A Division 2. The first shot goes up and does go in, and the second one also follows through for Ensley Stahlbaumer. The freshman hits 2 for 2, and now it's Onega here taking it down the court with Hochstetler. Hochstetler driving with the right hand, now left, now switch back, drives to the right wing, and is fouled. They'll call the foul against Allie Shale, the 5'7" senior guard, who currently just has 2 points in this game. That's back in the first quarter. Onega will throw it in from the far boundary after the foul from Dorsey. Dorsey, she goes right to Haskin. Haskin, an inside pass, but not able to get her hands on it. Lauren Martin, it would have been perfect for a 2-point play, but unfortunately it results in a turnover. And Onega will take over. Here for Onega, Bruna misses his shot. It's taken up by Leia Juneman. And now it's reset beyond the perimeter for a 3-pointer. That's made by Kennedy Cohurst. Our first 3 of the game is sunk from the right corner for Hanover. And now it's 21-6. A lead of 15 for Hanover over Onega with 4:56 to go here in this second quarter. Hochstetler passing into the key. That ball is loose, and that is another turnover. 4 here in the quarter for Onega. And down the floor, a left-hand finish for Ensley Stahlbaumer. The freshman here leading the scoring tonight for either team with 6 points and 2 rebounds. Already on a nice start here. Hochstetler at the Hanover logo for Onega. Here, taking her time. Again, no shot clock down here in Hanover, so you got plenty of time to run an offensive set. Passes inside. Ringel looking around, trying to go in. Big throw, rebound, couldn't get the put back. A little frustration there from herself. Stahlbaumer makes the rebound for Hanover as they take it over. Under the basket, trying to go in for 2 is Bruin as she misses it. And the rebound is by Lauren Martin. 4 minutes to go here, the first half, 23-6, Hanover lead over Onega. Onega trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Their last win of the season was their second game against Flint Hills Christian, as a win of 60-28. And another turnover here for the Onega Buffaloes. They get now over 10 turnovers on this game with 12. This in this first half alone. And some substitutions here on the floor for the Hanover Wildcats. They'll put back in Trini Schlebach. Gracie Bruna, as she takes this one down the floor, left side wing, Drives up to the top of the perimeter, swings it right to Coherst. Coherst now tracks back to the Hanover logo. Now flips it right side for a throw inside. Hyman now back out. Hyman with it, driving the elbow left side, trying to look for a finish in front of the basket. Couldn't get it, but gets her own rebound and finds a putback. So I always give it 110%. Even if you miss a shot, go back and retrieve it and try to get that second chance opportunity. That is what Hanover has done well so far in this first half, is earn second chance opportunities and also forcing turnovers here for Onega. Passing with it with the Buffaloes. Trying to call a play. I think there's some confusion on the Onega side, but Dorsey flashes up, gets the ball on the right side, then she throws it to her right to Martin. Now in the far corner, thinking about the three-point shot is Haskins. Haskins skips it far side. Hochstetler pump fakes, drives inside, loses the ball, and it's stolen by Stahlbaumer. And then a foul will follow. And they get the foul against Willow Hochstetler. That is her second foul of the game and third team foul of the quarter against Onega. A 19-point lead, 25-6, Hanover over Onega. With 2:47 to go here in this second quarter. Pass off right side Onega, or excuse me, Hanover here with it. It's Bruna. Bruna turning around, bounce passing, trying to go in with it, and finds it at Slaybach right off the bench. Her sixth point of the game. Side with Stahlbaumer. Both Stahlbaumer and Slaybach, both with 6 points. Hanover Wildcats, they already have 7 players here on the board. It has been mightily impressive here in this first half. They have managed to spread the love quite a lot. Here's a three-pointer for Onega's. Haskins missed and rebounded by Coherst. Coherst has it. Bounce pass left side, elbow driving and spinning around as Hyman. Hyman flips it out, a three-pointer, and off the glass from Bruna. It's picked up for a second-chance opportunity, and it's a third rebound here offensively, and fouled as Slaybach, as she'll go up to the line and shoot. The first rebound was by Candy Coherst. That shot didn't go in. Trinity Slaybach, she was fouled. Now she'll go up to the free-throw line. So again, boxing out, down low, Hanover. They're dominating inside the paint. And the first free-throw shot for Slaybach is missed. Actually, the first missed free throw shot the game for Hanover. That was 6 for 6 coming up to that free throw shot by Slaybach. Slaybach, this next one, though, it goes in. Now Hanover Wildcats are a mighty 7 of 8 from the free throw line in this first half. They have done very well from the free throw line, as they have now extended to a 22-point lead, 28-6 with 1:50 to go here in this first half. Hanover all over Onega, the number one ranked team in Class 1A Division 2 with this dominating lead. There's a pass to Haskins, left side for Onega, and that ball gets knocked out of bounds by Hanover. So Onega will maintain the possession. They'll throw it in from the Hanover bench side on the near. Onega trying to figure out who they're going to have throw this ball in. They'll have Abby Ringel to the left of the Hanover bench. Ringel here, looks to her left, steers it that way to Haskins. Haskins trapped in the corner, has to get it out, gets it to Ringel. Ringel to Hochstetler, and Hochstetler between her hands. That'll be another turnover for the Buffaloes. That is 6 turnovers here in the second quarter. They had 7 in the first. That's 13 here in this first half. Kenny Coers with the ball now for Hanover. She gets it out to Bruna. Bruna inside to Slaybach, and Slaybach goes in for 2. Slaybach is unleashed here in this second quarter with 5 points. She's got 9 points on the game, our first year closest to double-digit scoring out of both teams. And the score is already 30-6. Hanover leads, and a steal by Hyman. She takes this one down the floor looking for the finish. She is fouled, though, right in front of the basket. With just 63 seconds remaining here this first half, it is 30-6, a 24-point lead for the Hanover Wildcats. And here for the free throw line is Hyman. And her first shot goes on in. Hyman, last time she went up, she went 2 for 2. Hyman with 2 steals, 5 points, and a rebound on this game. She's been very productive here on the side for the Hanover Wildcats. And that production continues as she hits her second free throw shot at the line. She's now 4 for 4 in the game with 6 points. It's 32-6, a 20, 6-point lead here for the Hanover Wildcats over Onega with 55 seconds to go. The first half, another steal here for Stahlbaumer, her second of the game, and that ball is lost out of bounds. And they're going to say the last one to touch it was Onega. So it'll be Hanover who will throw it in. It's Stahlbaumer under the glass on the right side. Stahlbaumer here, eyes straight ahead. We'll go that way. A chest pass out to Hyman. Hyman drives right side, loses the ball, but is able to make her own rebound. It's off the glass. The ball is loose, and it's picked up by Conger. So now here it's Onega. Haskin with it on the left side. Swings it right to Conger. Just made that defensive rebound. 38 seconds to go this first half. If you're Onega, you want to try to run this clock down probably as much as you can and not turn the ball over, and that's what they do. It's Coers who grabs it. And man, that ball is lost out of bounds. So Hanover then giving it right back to Onega. But Hanover only 3 turnovers in this first half. The Onega Buffaloes, they are well over 15. 32-6. Hanover's lead of 26 points here over Onega with 24 seconds to go this first half. If you're Onega, you want to get this one in the locker room, but also try to get a last second shot off maybe. Haskin, a 3-point attempt is missed. The ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say the last one to touch it, I believe, was Hanover. And there's a stoppage here on the floor. The official is discussing this one on the scores table. I think they're trying to get the time corrected. Right now the time sits at 12.8 seconds, 32-6. Hanover leading over Onega. Just seconds left here of this first half. Once we get to our halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Kenzie Dorsey will throw it in here for Onega. She gets it into Conger. 10 seconds left here on the clock. 3-point shot, ripped, and that one is off from Dorsey, but rebounded for a putback from Lauren Martin. And Martin, her third rebound of the game, and here's a half-court shot attempt by Katie Coers. It's missed. And the Hanover Wildcats, though, will take a large lead going into the half. 32-8, a 24-point lead here over Onega. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, 32-8, Hanover over Onega, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. I'm Crennan Prophet Bobby back in studio here at 2.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Vanover Wildcats here with a 24-point lead, 32-8 over the Onega Buffaloes. This is a Hanover team that right now is on a five-game dominant winning streak. Again, this is a four-game dominant winning streak. They are the Class 1A Division II number one ranked team in the classification, led by Chris Beichman, who again is over 200 career wins. He came into the season with 196. Of course, here he is now at 202 wins in his career, only 28 losses. I mean, that is incredible. In his tenure, also five state titles in three consecutive. This is a very dominant Hanover team, and they showed that dominance there in the first half. Hanover only had four turnovers to Onega's 15 turnovers, so a plus 11 turnover differential right there. Hanover had one three-point shot. Onega did not hit a three. Hanover Wildcats out-rebounded Onega 11-8. Hanover finished with eight steals. Onega finished with none. Hanover went 9-6 at the free throw line, while the Onega Buffaloes went 2-6. Right now, the Onega Buffaloes are currently led in scoring by a couple of players, Lauren Martin, Laney Martin, and Mackenzie Dorsey, all with 2 points here on the game so far. Five different players have scored for Onega. Oxeller with one, Martin with two, Hassel with one, Laney Martin with two, and Mackenzie Dorsey with two. And then for the Hanover Wildcats, you got MV Stahlbaumer with 6 points, Drew Bruno with four, Trini Schlebach with nine, Kenny Cohurst with three, Ali Shale with two, Nora Hyman with six, and Gillian Mingy with two as well. So again, you got a lot of players here on the board for Hanover. And not only that, but you got a couple of dominant performances. One, the freshman, Stahlbaumer with six. Trini Schlebach, there were nine. So, you know, when we go and we talk about keys to this second half for both teams, well, for Hanover, it's continue to be dominant, continue to apply the pressure they're applying, continue to be able to feed the ball down low, dominate inside the paint, transition from steals, and get points off turnovers. And if you're the Onega Buffaloes, it's about limiting turnovers. There's a lot of mistakes in that first half that really wasn't forced by Hanover. It was kind of forced by the own hand of Onega. There's a lot of times where there was good passes, but they were dropped, and then there was just a loose ball on the floor that would just get picked up by Hanover. So in the second half here, it's what head coach Adam Kufall has really hammered home all season long, is we got to limit turnovers. We got to limit turnovers. We got to take better care of the basketball. We got to handle it better. We got to be able to grab it better. We got to be able to receive better off passes. And right now, that has been the Achilles heel in this game for the Onega Buffaloes with their 15 turnovers. Only eight of those 15 have been steals. The other seven have been either travels, double dribbles, and then a handful of those have contained bad passes that could have potentially resulted in points. You're looking at a game that, instead of being 32-8, could be 32, maybe 14-16 if some of those passes were collected inside. So, again, you go into the second half, you want to limit turnovers, you want to take good offensive sets. We go into that first half. We look at one moment there for Onega. They had an incredible offensive set where they worked the ball around the perimeter, down to the left corner. Then they passed it inside to Martin, and Martin was able to turn to the basket, steal her defender, and finish. You want to see more offensive sets like that here for Onega to try to come back here, make this a competitive game in the second half, and not risk running into a potential running clock there early going into that fourth quarter. So again, our score here is 32-8. After this matchup, we'll have the boys' game. It's Hanover against Onega. Hanover with this 32-8 lead. We'll have the second half beginning here in about 3 minutes, 43 seconds. So we'll take a step aside for a quick 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for.
plumbing department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here to the start of the second half on the MSC Sports Radio Network, our 92.1 KMZE. Game of the week here on a Friday is the Hanover Wildcats, number one ranked team of Class 1A Division 2. Here on the girls' side, and then against the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 1. We talked about this Onega team. They're trying to break a five-game losing streak. The Hanover Wildcats are trying to extend a four-game winning streak. It's 32-8, a 24-point lead here for Hanover over Onega as we enter this second half. Again, this was our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We talked about the half, some things that Onega needs to do right here to get themselves in this game in the second half. It's about limiting turnovers. It's about keep it simple, silly. You know, this is something that is reiterated throughout the season here by head coach Adam Kufall, and is going to be probably what was reiterated in the locker room, and that is limit turnovers. Possess the ball better. Handle the ball better. Receive the ball better from passes. And, you know, you'll see a quicker turnaround than you might think here if those things are hit all right on the nails. Hanover will start with the possession to begin quarter number three. So still two more quarters of basketball action and 16 minutes altogether here on the MSU Sports Radio Network as Hanover sets to begin this one. Bruna to Drew Bruna, and now to Leia Juneman. Back to Leia Juneman here on the left side. She passes it to the interior to Drew Bruna. Bruna going over the top and misses the shot. Ball loose on the ground, making her own rebounds. Drew Bruna. The ball is passed outside the perimeter and a missed three-point shot by Leia Juneman. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hanover, so it will be a gift here for the Onega Buffaloes to start the second half with 7:31 left to go in the third quarter. 32-8, Hanover's lead over Onega. So Onega has the ball, working against a one-on-one man defense. Hawkseller down the floor, pushing it to the front court. And now it's passed back around the perimeter to Haskin. Haskin with it. Drives right side. Down. Kicks it out. Now it's in the right wing with Martin. Martin throws it inside. What a pass! Into Ringel, but Ringel cut it. Ringel it in for two. But she will go up to the free throw line to shoot two. Abby Ringel. Again, I talked about that first half. There's lots of times we see those offensive sets succeed here for Onega. And those are one of the ones that, again, was a great pass. They got around the perimeter. They got it back inside. Unfortunately, Abby Ringel couldn't go in for two, but earned the opportunity at the free throw line, which right now she's taking advantage of, already 1-for-1. Ringel on her second shot. It's up, and it's in. So you get what you wanted there out of Abby Ringel. And now it's already a 32-10 game. Only down 22 points here is Onega to Hanover with 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. At the very top, Schlebach for Hanover, flips it left side to Stahlbaumer. It's put back to the interior to Schlebach, and Schlebach goes in for two. Schlebach now our first double-digit scorer on the game with 11 points. 6:53 now to go here in this third quarter, 34-10. Back to a 24-point lead. Here is the Hanover Wildcats over the Onega Buffaloes. And this ball knocked out of bounds near side. Last one to touch it was Hanover, so Onega here to keep this possession on their own bench. They'll throw it in on the near boundary. Tossing it in will be, I believe, Mackenzie Dorsey. Onega trying to get their offensive inbound play ready here, and they do. The screen is set here wide open as Hawks at the very top perimeter. She gets the ball. Dribbles with the right hand, switches to her left side of the perimeter. Now she drives right, backs it up, throws a pass that really it was intended for Martin, but she was not looking her way, so it is stolen and taken away by Schlebach for her second steal of the game. Hanover has it under the basket, trying to go in as Bruna, and she makes the second shot matter. So makes her own rebound, goes in for the putback. Bruna now 6 points on the game. Hanover has now four different players with 6 points or more. They have been able to diversify the scoring here amongst their players in this matchup against Onega. Pass inside Onega. Ringel made a nice move, but could not finish underneath the glass. And a rebound picked up by Stahlbaumer here for Hanover. Here it's Juman inside pass to Bruna. Bruna here makes a rebound and spins it around and fires for two. Now our largest lead in the game here for the Hanover Wildcats is 28 points, 38-10. Hanover over Onega with 5:36 to go in this third quarter. Haskin is fouled, driving her way to the basket, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Jaden Haskins, the 5'8" senior guard, averaging 8.6 points per game this season, 5.7 rebounds a game this year. She's got 61 points so far and 41 rebounds. At the free throw line, she is 14 of 21. And she's 1-for-2 today, misses her first free throw shot here on this attempt. Haskin also leads the team with 25 assists. She's been one of the top guards here and, again, one of the top returners here out amongst the three returning starters on this year's lineup for the Onega Buffaloes. Here's her next free throw shot. It goes up and in just like the first time hitting the second shot. She's now 2 of 4 on the game and 15 of 23 here on the season. And it's Hanover with it. Inside, left-hand dumper going in is Drew Bruna. Bruna already 6 points here in the third quarter. 6 points, 3 rebounds. She's at 10 points on the game now. 2 double-digit scores here for Hanover. Drew Bruna and Trini Schlebach. And they're going to get a whistle on the near side. Hanover knocking the ball out of bounds. It's Onega here with this possession. 5:11 left to go in the third quarter. It's 42-11. Hanover's lead is 29 here over Onega. And a steal by Leia Juniman. She takes this one down the floor, and she's got a right-hand finish for an and-one. So Judeman scores her first points of the game off her second steal of the game. And she'll go up to shoot two at the free throw line. The 5'7" junior guard. Substitution for the Onega Buffaloes. They'll put in Brooklyn DeChamp, the 5'6" freshman guard, who averages just 2.4 points per game this season and 1.3 rebounds a game as she steps in. And stepping into her shot, making the free throw shot, is Leia Judeman. Leia Juman hits her and one shot, and that makes this now a 32-point game, 43-11. Hanover leads over Onega, and this holds going in the fourth quarter. We'll have a running clock, and right now with it is Onega turning, shooting, and the shot is made by Lauren Martin in for two from the top left elbow. Martin, who's averaging 6.7 points per game this season, that's her fourth point of the game. Hanover trying to get the response down low to Schlebach, but she couldn't enter a shot. Rebounds by Brooklyn DeChamp, and DeChamp takes this one here down the floor. She's on the left side of the wing here, bounce passing, trying to split defenders. The ball picked up and stolen by Bruna down the floor, and it's in for two by Stahlbaumer. So Gracie Bruna gets the steal and the assist on top of it, and helps Schlebach get her first 2 points here. Stahlbaumer, here are first 2 points of this third quarter. Timeout is taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a quick 30. It's 45-13, a 32-point lead for Hanover over Onega.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 4:11 left to go here in this third quarter. It's Hanover leading over Onega 45-13. Our girls match up right here. Another stolen ball for the Hanover Wildcats. And the Onega, they are at four turnovers here in this third quarter. Three-point shot from the left side. It's Shale. Shale couldn't get it, but able to make the rebound. The putback is Stahlbaumer. And already here, the Hanover team, they have five steals in this third quarter alone here against this Onega team. And a block shot. Hanover takes it down the floor to Shale. Shale, left side. Out to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer back to Shale. Shale back to Stahlbaumer. She's wide open on an island and slams a three. Stahlbaumer now with 13 points here on the game. She takes now the leading scoring. Here now Hanover with three different players with 10-plus points, 10 or more points. Onega with it. Dorsey, they're going to get a jump ball. One of our few actual jump balls here this game. That might just be her first that's been called. 52-13. Here is the score. Hanover with a 37-point lead over the Onega Buffaloes. With 3:11 to go here in this third quarter. Three-point shot is up and made from the far corner for Jaden Haskin. Haskin now with 5 points on the game. It draws it to 34-50-16. And here making it now a 36-point game is Stahlbaumer. She goes in and lays it in for two for Hanover. 52-16. Hanover over Onega with 2:41 to go in this third. And another steal. This one is by Hyman, her fourth of the game. She's down the floor looking for a right-hand finish, and she's fouled. And will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Nearly every player here on the Hanover Wildcat lineup has recorded a steal. Seven players have recorded a steal. Hyman, Kohler, Schlebaugh, Bruna, Stahlbaumer, Juneman, and Bruna. Gracie Bruna. Everyone has gotten involved defensively here as Hyman's up at the free throw line and getting her first shot. A couple of substitutions. Gracie Bruna comes back here into the game. So does Candy Coherst here for the Hanover Wildcats. Hyman, second shot goes up and goes in. Man, this freshman continues to stay on fire. Sophomore continues to stay on fire here from the free throw line. She is now 6-for-6 on the game with 8 points scored. 54-16. Hanover's lead over Onega with 2:30 to go in this third. 3-point shot by Askin. It's missed. It's off the front iron. And it's rebound by Nora Hyman. Hyman down the floor, working quickly. One on two. And she pulls the foul. Will go up and shoot two at the free throw line again. Well, just coming off a Christmas break, Nora Hyman says her favorite travel destination is the free throw line. She's been up there 4 times here already in this game. And there's a fan on the floor. I'm not sure. I'd say probably a 2 or 3 year old just ran out into the floor. Not your average streamer that runs out to the floor here. She's acting all innocent, pretending like she just didn't do it. Oh, wait, never mind. She's crying a little bit now. She thinks she's in trouble. That's funny. Here at the free throw line, Hyman hits her first and misses her second. They're going 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Haskins, pass it left side. The chance. You know, surprisingly, in the 2 years here now, I've officially broadcasted nearly for basketball. That's the first time I've ever seen anyone run on to the court side. So let that be known. That is the first time that has ever happened. Gracie Bruna. Here it's the chant. It's Onega's ball, and nearly lose it to Haskin. Haskin keeps it in bounds, but to the wrong team it goes to Kenny Coherst. And Coherst has it on the far wing. It's thrown inside to Hyman, and Hyman tries to go for the right-hand finish. Could not get it to go in, but Hyman's able to make her own rebound. Now it's outside. Gracie Bruna unloads a three-pointer and could not get it to land. Goes out of bounds, and now it's back to the Onega Buffaloes. 55-16, and here we got a timeout on the floor with 1:31 to go. It's a full timeout taken by head coach Adam Kupal for the Onega Buffaloes. So again, we got less than or a little over a minute left to go here in the third quarter. It's 55-16. Hanover's lead over Onega. We'll take a step aside. We're back here in 60 seconds.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA. 121 left to go, 125 left to go here this third quarter. Down here, Hanover, Kansas, with the Hanover Wildcats lead over Onega, 55-16. Looking to get a running clock here in this fourth quarter, and Onega, they come out of this timeout with another turnover. Here they have 10 turnovers here in the third quarter alone. They have over 25 turnovers on this game. They average 24 turnovers a game. I talked about it in the pregame and at halftime. If you want to win this game, you got a little bit of turnovers, but here's a nice one, a steal from Haskins. Took it right from the hands, and she's bad. We'll go up and shoot two. So that was one impressive takeaway. Haskins is looking to take candy away from a baby was what it looked like. And that gets her up at the free throw line to shoot two. So you start with giving up steals. Well, the best way to deal with that is to get a steal of your own. Haskin here up at the free throw line will shoot two. Right now she is 2 for 4 on this game, 15 of 23 on the season. Her first shot goes up and goes in. Now 55-17 with 61 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Here, Hanover's lead over Onega. Again, a running clock most likely here in this fourth quarter with that 35-plus point lead for the Hanover Wildcats. The second shot is missed by Haskin, but her first shot did go in and is good. And now throwing it in from the sideline, it will be Allie Shale, the 5'7" senior. Shale will toss it in, and now the Onega Buffaloes will look to apply a kind of a man-to-man pressure here, sort of, kind of, and taking this down the floor here will be Hanover. I think it's a little miscommunicated on it. Hanover has it. First time in the game here for the Hanover Wildcats. It's Brooklyn Bruna, the sophomore, making an appearance onto the court side. And she has it for a three-point shot attempt, and it's way short of the iron, but Kenny Coers makes the rebound. She misses it, and then another rebound by Bruna. She misses it, and there's now a jump ball on the floor to follow. 33.5 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. 55-17, a lead for Hanover over Onega. The jump ball possession arrow goes here the Onega Buffaloes way. Onega will take it down the floor with Brooklyn DeChant, the 5'6" freshman guard. DeChant has it right side. She passes that way as well to Ringel. Ringel, cross it. Far side to Dorsey. Dorsey back up top. Here, driving right side is DeChant. DeChant kicks it out. Ringel, a three-point shot. It's off the back of the iron. And trying to chase it down, Dorsey, but they're going to say she touched out of bounds. And 14 seconds to go in the third quarter, 55-17, Hanover's lead over Onega. Again, after this one, we'll have our boys matchup on 92.1 Games. Yay, as a reminder, it's also Friday night, so you can catch Jake and Buzz on the National High School Scoreboard Show. After both the KNZA and KMZA games have concluded. Hanover throwing in from their own sideline here. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Throwing it in first time in this game here, Lily Bruna, the freshman. And now here for a three-point shot. It's sunk and made. It's by Brooklyn Bruna. Brooklyn Bruna goes in for the three-point shot. Just the third three-pointer of the game made for Hanover. as we enter the fourth quarter, 58-17, a dominating lead here of 41 points for the Hanover Wildcats. We'll have a running clock here in the fourth. Take a step aside. It's Hanover 58, Onega 17.
Kansaland Radio.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D.O.N. of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Start of the fourth quarter here. Hanover Wildcats leading 58-17 over the Onega Buffaloes. We got the entire bench in here for the Hanover Wildcats, where they hear some of the starters still on the floor for the Onega Buffaloes. But again, we have that running clock. Turn over here to start this fourth quarter for the Onega Buffaloes. Again, after this game, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by Beal Outdoors Real Estate. Brought to you by, again, Beal Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll also have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, our player to bank on. And Onega Westmoreland Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Air driving is Hanover. Ball is kicked out of bounds. That's Avery Mine, the sophomore, who will throw this one in. Mine looks to toss this one in here for the Hanover Wildcats. She gets it in, and trying to make the shot was Leah. Actually, to be honest, I'm not sure. They're not on the lineup because we're that far here into the bench for the Hanover Wildcats. I don't know the numbers, so. Kind of rough there on that side of things. Hanover, excuse me, Onega making a three-point shot for Haskins. Again, it's all bench for the Hanover Wildcats as they'll look to finish out this fourth quarter. Going back to throw it in will be Brooklyn Bruna, who had a three-point shot to end that third quarter for herself. Getting it in to Lily Bruna. Bruna tossing it to Brooklyn Bruna. Bruna loses the ball. Picked up by Isabel Juneman, the sophomore. And now to Lindsay Martin. Back up top. So 5:50 left to go here in this fourth quarter again here. Looks like the Hanover Wildcats have secured this victory. As again, their bench team has come in. Onega. So your starters on the floor, but they're down astonishing here. 38 points would be a very immaculate comeback. If they could do it at 5:35 to go in this fourth quarter, this would drop Onega here to 2-6 on the season. It would also drop to 0-3 in TVL play. However, Wildcats, they'll improve to 7-1 on this season, 4-0 in TVL play, and 3-0 home. Onega, they'll drop to 1-4 on the road. And it looks like a full timeout here is taken on the court by Onega's head coach, Adam Kufall. 5:14 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Again, we have that running clock, but a timeout will be the only time that it stops. With again, 5:14 left to go in this four. 58-23, big lead here for the Hanover Wildcats. Onega, they're able to shrink it down to 35 points with a three-point shot. It's going to take a couple of more of those. We'll take a step aside here. We're back in a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network with 5:14 here left to go in this fourth quarter. Our game of the week here on a Friday, 92.1 KMZ, 58-23, a 35-point lead here for the Hanover Wildcats over Onega. Again, they have their Hanover and they have their bench team in here taking on Onega. Onega still with their starters on the floor trying to get this one competitive with just 5 minutes of the running clock here in this fourth quarter. Still definitely a chance to do so. It's very slim, but the opportunity is there. Rebound here picked up by Abby Ring. Onega, they've hit a couple of three-point shots in this fourth quarter. It's going to take a couple more shots like that. You want to fall yourselves and make this one competitive again. But looking ahead here for both teams, Onega with just one more game left before the Twin Valley League tournament as Will Hochstetler hits a three-pointer from the far corner. That draws it now to just 32 points. And then trying to respond is Brooklyn Bruna, and the shot's missed. 4:25 left to go, rebounded by Hochstetler. Again, Onega, just one game left here before the TVL tournament. That's at Washington County. That tournament that'll start up next Saturday. Of course, the top four teams will get a bye, so they won't have to play on Saturday. Everybody else will have to play on that Saturday next week. Again, that is all at Washington County this year. Last year was at Frankfort High School. So a little far drive for some schools, closer, though, for others, of course. Hanover Wildcats, they have a couple of teams left here on their schedule before they reach the Twin Valley League tournament. They have Quinter next week and also as well as Lynn. They'll be their final Twin Valley League game before the Twin Valley League tournament. Well, another full timeout taken here by head coach Adam Kufall. We're under 4 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. So we'll take a step aside. It's a 30-point game, 58-28, Hanover over Onega.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. A three-point shot is up for Onega. It's missed. Rebound of the basket, though, and put in for Abby Ringel. Onega only down now 28 points, 58-30. Still Onega, or excuse me, Hanover feeling comfortable with this lead with 3:15 left to go in the fourth to keep their bench team here in to finish this one out. They will turn the ball over here, turning it over on traveling Isabel Judeman, the sophomore. So possession will change here to the Onega Buffaloes. Hanover, though, their varsity team had less than 10 turnovers on this game. Onega, well, they'll finish this game with nearly 30 turnovers. They average 24 turnovers a game. Here that streak continues in this matchup against the number one ranked team in Class 1A, Division 2. Here's a three-point shot. It's up, and it's off the net of the basket. Here's a three-pointer by Haskin, and that one is drained. Haskin, she's been in a flow with threes. She's hit three in this fourth quarter. She's been electric. A foul will be called. Running clock here with 2:18 left to go in this fourth quarter. 4:58-33. Onega's making a slow but sure come back, but again, this one looks like it'll be all in the hands of Hanover to improve to 7-1 on the season. Onega will drop to 6 straight games here on the year and a 6-game losing streak. Shot up top is hit. I believe there Lindsay Martin, the sophomore, again here, getting some new names written down on my paper with some very in-depth Hanover players coming in from the JV side. There's a three-point shot up and in. Ricketed in like a bullet. Thin cam for Abby Ringel. Her first three of the game. Hanover, Onega, they have hit five threes in this fourth quarter. They could have managed the shooting really kind of any other point in the game. They would have definitely found themselves in this contest. It's where the most points of any quarter in this year, this fourth quarter. Well, let's score 60-36, a 24-point lead for Hanover, with just 68 seconds remaining of this fourth. Onega out to Dorsey. Dorsey, she'll try to hit a three-point shot. It's off the basket in the front of it. Ball rolls to the corner, and I'm going to say the last one that hit was Hanover before it went out of bounds. Onega will throw it in with 50 seconds left to go. After this, we'll, of course, take a break. We'll come back for our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. We'll also give our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. After that, we'll then take another break. We'll come in and we'll talk boys, our boys matchup between the number one ranked team in Class 1A Division 2 of Class 1A and the Hanover boys. This is ranked number one right over Axel, who won that class last year. But Hanover, they've played on that boys' side. They've played a lot of good teams this year. Thayer Central, a higher class team, as well as Yamaha Central, a Class 3A team. So you look at it for Hanover, their boys' team has definitely a good shot at winning that state championship this season. So definitely be a good, in a sense, for the Onega boys as they'll come up here shortly. And dribbling and ending this game here on the right of her hip is Isabel Tuneman. Our final score comes out to be 62-36. Victory here for the Hanover Wildcats over Onega. At one point, they led at large 38 points in this fourth quarter. Chris Pikeman picks up his win number 203 in his career, and Hanover improves to 7-1 on the season, 4-0 in TVL play. The Onega Buffaloes now on a six-game losing streak, 2-6 on the season, and 0-3 in the Twin Valley League. We still got a boys matchup coming up here on MSC Sports Radio Network, but we got to take a step aside here for our post-game show. Again, for our final, Hanover 60, Onega 36, here on our girls matchup on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2026, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports. Rio Network, our last time here for our girls matchup, and then we'll have our boys matchup coming up after this postgame show. But by the way, here our postgame show brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. It's also our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com. The Annabelle Wildcats, the Class 1A Division 2 number one ranked team in their classification, pick up win number 7 of this season. They improved to 7-1 on the year, 4-0 in the CBL play. The Onega Buffaloes dropped to 2-6 on this season, and a 6-game losing streak while being 0-3 now in the Twin Valley League. The game ended 62-36. The half was 32-8. Both teams actually scored 28 points even across the board between each other in that fourth, in that second half, I should say. The Buffaloes, though, that, man, they went tremendous. They hit a lot of threes in that second half. They hit 6 threes in that second half compared to just their 0 threes in that first half. But, again, what really hindered Onega is their 30-plus turnovers, and the Hanover Wildcats had 15-plus steals on the game. Throughout that game, Onega, they had a lot of great offensive sets. They had ones that went really well, but unfortunately, at the very end, they were just not finished because of those turnovers. And it's not just steals. It's kind of those bad passes, or not even if it's a bad pass, but if it's a great pass. There's a couple times where it was great passes, but the reception was not there. The hands just dropped the ball, or it just went through the hands, or it trickled out of the hands and it hit the floor. Again, this is what Adam Kufall, head coach of Onega, has really hit hard and hit on the hammer on the nail every week, is that this team's got to limit turnovers. And if we aren't limiting turnovers, we're not winning. We're not going to win basketball games. It's really hard to win basketball games when you're averaging 24 turnovers a game. And this is a game where they had 30-plus turnovers. So, again, this is Onega team that's got a really great roster. They got a lot of good young players. They got a lot of good returning. Leonard was a 6 and 3 strong.